In a world shaped by yesterday's meaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts, where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission.
So after all is said and done, what is this week's invitation? This week's invitation is perhaps the simplest of the lot. It's the invitation that you've been waiting for, but never really thought you'd be ready for. And the only way to know, the only way to accept, the only way to really find out what you're up for, is in this week's invitation. And that, dear one, is simply show up.
Amazing, and I'm so excited, and this is just too good to be true, because the world, the universe, everything around us cannot be conspiring anymore to give us exactly the opportunity we need to step up, to give us exactly the kind of people we need to step up, to give us the exact kind of landscape we need to be able to plant ourselves into the creation of what it is that we're actually taking a brand stand for. It is just poetic. I think poetic is the new buzzword for it, because it is beautiful. Let's just look at the facts of today, right? We're on the 8th of Feb, date time stamp sealed on the space-time continuum. We're in a new moon, which is a place of new beginnings. It's a lunar kind of place. And the lunar calendar is a very conscious calendar. It's something that I've been exploring for a while and seems such an intuitive thing, but the conditioning of this other calendar that we've gotten into just kind of still wants to supersede that. And it's like, how do you operate in two calendar systems in a world that only sees one? But that's a whole other story on the space-time continuum. But the other amazing thing is it doesn't get any more shift age than this. This is the year of the shifting red flame monkey. Yes, happy Chinese New Year to all of you that are celebrating. It's a phenomenal time. I don't know enough about Chinese New Year, but everything that I've seen and everything that I've ever felt and everything that I've ever experienced with it is, for me, it is a catalytic day. I know the 31st of December into the 1st of Jan by Western culture is such a big bang shebang kind of experience. But I don't know, there's something more firecracker and supercharged about this particular date for me. And hey, it happens to fall on a Monday, and it happens to fall on the day that I decided to get bold about a couple of things and show up in an exponential way. So I'll tell you more about that and how it unfolds. But what's also beautiful is the universe is giving us and gifting us and creating for us every possible, plausible potential thing we need to become the things that we need to become. It's creating openings that call you to become more alive. And it really does feel like it's a place of meetings. It's a place of opening yourself up to something. I mean, we've also got Valentine's Day happening around the corner. And yes, it is commercial and all that. But it's again that kind of love-fest energy of coming together and connecting and collaborating and co-creating with somebody else. And just letting spontaneity happen, letting unions happen, letting pockets of things that have never been to come into each other's orbit and create something to happen. And this is the time of refusing to be left behind, because let's face it, the more you get left behind. And it's ironic that we do this to ourselves. It's almost crazy. I almost want to say it's cray cray, but I don't even know if that's still trending. And it doesn't matter because it's not really part of my vocab anyway. But it's insane how we hide in the shadows of our own greatness. It's insane how we starve ourselves of the things that are actually going to fuel us, going to let us grow. It's perplexing how we put ourselves outside the equation of our own happiness. I mean, we put ourselves outside the equation of our own happiness. Why? How? Like, when did that even happen? Because isn't the only ever thing that we're searching for is happiness? But then, of course, when happiness comes with a price, and price meaning work to be done, a moment that needs you to step up, a conversation that needs to be had that may feel uncomfortable, or whatever that may be for you in your own personal evolution, in your own brand continuum, in what you take a brand stand for, and of course, how you move it forward through the channels of your business or businesses in order to affect, effect, influence, and impact that change that you are here to create in that universe, that you have been creating in that universe, that you have yet to create in this universe. It's kind of like the 100 monkey effect, right? I was just telling my mom recently about it again because it keeps coming up, and the idea of joining the 100 monkey tribe, I'm really loving that, and being part of that whole space. And that's what I believe the Leading with Purpose Facebook community does. It's that continuum or that collective of 100 monkeys, which may not be 100 per se, but it's people showing up. And within those circles of showing up, there's circles of activation that happens. And within those circles of activation that happens, there's circles of action that happens within the activation. And then in the circles of activation and in the circles of action, there's the circle of beingness that moves you back into the core of being the change you want to see in the universe. That's just a little slip up on how things are going in the Global Movement Summit, particularly the incubator part of the summit, the intuitive kind of incubator, where we're incubating brand consciousness and purpose on a whole new level. In fact, a next level, and helping illuminate the kinds of things that want to happen. And again, February is just such a call to action month. It's like, what do I need to say? What do I need to do? What do I need to create for you to go shebang bang? And on that note, you know, I was driving to meet a client of mine over Chapman's Peak, and it hadn't been a road I'd done in a while, and I was both taking in the complex serenity of this majestic mountain with the devastating chaos of what has been done to it through our own kind of human scaffolding, coupled with a question that had been burning, not burning, but simmering, fizzling, being really awareness in my orbit, and kind of going, you know, the universe has created all these openings. And so many people are going into overwhelm, and hey, I was just there like a couple of moments ago. I was just there a couple of days ago. We all get caught up in it. Nobody's immune to it. And a couple of things that came reflected in this conversation with the universe, in this memo from the universe, is a couple of things. So if you weren't ready, you wouldn't be hearing this conversation. You wouldn't be taking this conversation in. And we wouldn't just not be having this conversation. Maybe it would even go as far as you wouldn't even be alive to even experience consciously that this kind of conversation is going on. Because I'm not the only person having these kinds of conversations. There's this beautiful collective of conscious, purpose-driven entrepreneurs, purpose-driven agents, catalytic leaders, evolutionary thinkers, exponential designers out there that are calling for the shift. And that also reminds me quickly of a Facebook post that I put onto the Global Movement Summit page. Well, it was one that I shared from another, and it's kind of tuning into this whole "this is bull" Facebook thing, this syndrome of going through that. And I must admit, I was curious. I went on and I did the I am bull test, and I just wanted to see what the responses were. But I didn't share it out into the universe because it was just like, really? Is this going to be the meme that we go in for? Even though the messages are really, really, really powerful, and there's some goodness in there, you know? There's some like, don't do something trivial. Stand up for yourself. Like, take a power stand. Like, it comes from a really purposeful, powerful place. And yet, consciously, there's this sussing out of it. There's this disconnect from it. There's this overwhelm that it's impure in some sort of way. And now there's a new post on Elon Musk. South African representing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And his post is, this is Elon. Elon wants a new payment method on the internet. So he created PayPal. Elon wants a new innovative electric car, so he created Tesla Motors. Elon wanted to give people the chance to go to space, so he created SpaceX. Elon wanted high-speed transformation, so he's developing Hyperloop. Ooh, I'm curious about that one. Elon doesn't complain about how the world is. Elon is changing the world. Be like Elon. And I think that's such a profound, profound, profoundly awesome thing to hear right now. And I'm really, really excited about it because this is what the world is asking for us. And yes, okay, so he has a big bank budget. And he may have a couple more millions in the account than we, the rest of us, do. Sure. But, I mean, the stories of what he's done have been phenomenal. I mean, he took his whole paycheck and reinvested into another company, so much so that he was basically broke again. So yes, he does have a lot more zeros in there, but he is reinvesting in those kinds of things, and he is recreating those kinds of moments in those kinds of spaces, in those kinds of continuums. And while I'm saying that, I'm trying to bring up a little bit more about the shifting monkey year, because I think it's also such a pertinent and absolutely potent, purposeful, powerful, playful plea on what exactly the world needs right now. So this whole idea of the shifting vibration is that we are in a world that is transforming and transcending. We are in a space that's moving in ebb. Right now, it's the season of ebb. Just go with it. Just keep breathing, and just go with it, because this is really what we're being called to do and who we're being called to be. And in that ebbness, we get so overwhelmed by the fact that the universe has given us all these options. And going back to the memo in the universe is, if you weren't ready, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But equally, juxtaposed right to that is the other voice going, but you wanted to go shebang bang. I'm giving you every opportunity to become the person you want to be. And I think that's a very fundamental thing. And I've heard it a couple of times before, but it's something that
needs to come back into our orbit because, you know, we all want to be somebody at some point in the game. And we're all moving in this space-time continuum to unfold into being our best, truest selves. I mean, that's really who I want to be. I wrote about it in the book, and I can't wait to share that book with you guys as well. It's going to be awesome. But I wrote about it in the book. I mean, so many people are trying to become somebody. I always just wanted to become me in that experience, and I'm still in the process of learning me and leading with me and being with me, which is really, really beautiful and really, really potent. But the universe gifts us these exact moments. So, you know, if we see ourselves being called to leadership, it's going to give you the opportunity to lead. If we want to be experiencing compassion in the world, it's going to create opportunities for us to not test our compassion, but to show our compassion. So just notice that the universe is an amazing buffet of experiences that's trying to give you exactly what you want. And it's kind of like an excited puppy or a cat that's brought you a little scorpion or something. It's like, ooh, 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 look what I created for you. And you're kind of going, oh, but that sounds like work, or that sounds like something else. And, you know, I kind of just wanted the medal and the recognition. I didn't want to actually earn it. I didn't actually want to go through the process of it. And the universe is like, but I'm trying to give you these things. This is exactly what you A, need, B, want, and what I'm asking of you. Like, at what point are you going to wake up to really what that is? And that shifting red monkey, that shifting red flaming monkey, is all about that, because the flame represents that catalytic energy. I also heard the other day that it's the fire energy and the metal energy coming through. I haven't read enough about that, but if you just think about what that means in terms of the catalysm that's going on, yes, it's a disruptive year. It's a destructive space, but not all disruption is destructive. It doesn't have to get to a point of that. Even though there is breakdown in everything, not everything is the end of the world. It's just the end of a chapter in your world, or the end of a limiting belief that has been holding you back and allowing you to express more and more and more of who you really are here to be and how you are here to serve your community. I feel like I need a deep breath. Clearly, we've hit a passion point. Clearly. And how am I doing for time? Okay. Doing good. So this shifting red monkey energy, this fire and metal thing, can be war. It can be that element of forging weapons and fire, but it's also that process of alchemy. The same thing that crushes you, frees you. Doesn't that sound like something Yoda would say? You know, in the war, the equal parallel is the alchemy. The crafting of the sword and the crafting of the gold, where lead turns to gold, or something turns to lead, or a bullet, or steel, which is used for destructive purposes, rather than for purer, higher, conscious purposes. And that's pretty much where a lot of entrepreneurs, creatives, creators, social entrepreneurs, philanthropists, luminary leaders find themselves kind of being one foot in, one foot out on this kind of experience of what that is for them. And that one foot in and one foot out has been cool. You've kind of been creating something while still having a foot in the other, so you're still not feeling like you haven't been plunged completely into an unknown world and an unknown landscape and an unknown parameter of language. But equally, they're shifting. The tides are changing. The world, the tectonic plates are moving all around. And they're not actually coming together. And if they are, they're kind of really going at a clashing kind of space into it. But chances are those two worlds are drifting apart. And it's almost ironic that Nostradamus predicted kind of like the end of the world-ish kind of space, I think he said for 2015, or at least one of the predictions for 2015, And it, in a way, it was the end of the world because it was a end of an old world. It's out there right now. There's so much revolution and evolution happening. There's so much new discoveries being made. There's so many people questioning what's happening on different parameters and different spaces and moving into truer experiences of that. And as that's happening in our outer universes, so is it happening in our inner verses. And I'm not just talking about our inner verses as ourselves, as we move towards alchemy, as we move towards personal development, as we move towards mastery, or by personal value, transformation and transcendence, particularly transcendence and evolution, consciousness and purpose, but more to the point of, how can I put it? Moving towards the kinds of things that really push the needle into flow. Moving more into the conversations that allow lifestyle, business, consciousness to share the same space as purpose and your brand. To freely bring together those clusterings, to bring together enough of the monkeys to create the 100th monkey effect. And again, Feb is a great month for doing that. There's so many ways that you could be plugging into that. A phenomenal member of my Wisdom Council, Eleutheria, is hosting a catalytic facilitation program. The first is happening in Cape Town. The second, I believe, is in Slovenia. But you can check up on her website to see that. And I love the post that she recently put out, which again I shared on the Global Movement Summit Facebook page, which, in case you're curious, is facebook.com/theGlobalMovementSummit, all one word. And she spoke about what is catalytic facilitation. And she defines it as a noun, the word, the question, the process, the movement, or the creative project which ignites illumination, leaving the participants changed forever. And she's in a process of teaching you how to honestly, truthfully, and purposely create and lead from catalytic facilitation and all the different elements that need to go into that, into holding that space in its most sacred, sacred space. We've got Aurélie Lemieux, who is voicing the change. She's got this beautiful track, and we're in the process of bringing all of that together. Big launch party happening on Friday the 12th here in Cape Town at the Hout Bay Food Market, where she's taking over the stage and taking over the space to bring together a collaborative change for voicing the change. And you can see more about that again on the website and on social media, and it's profound and awesome and absolutely cool. And again, also go over to the Global Movement Summit .com to find out more about how you can get involved in all these amazing things. There is one more spot available on the Next Level Purpose Masterclass, which is a rocket jet that's going to take you and your conversation and your brand, even if you don't think you have one, and help you live your greatest purpose and really dial up the illumination on the game that you're playing in this world, with the world, and with this universe, and how you're really serving and illuminating the planet. It's a mouthful. And then there's like V-Day and a couple of other things all in between, and more and more and moreness, because we're moving into a moment of great transformation and great transcendence. And it's really, really exciting. In fact, this morning, I put in my final application to being on the Sustainable Brands Conference here in Cape Town, after following the one in London and hopefully following a lot of the other ones across from Copenhagen and other cities, where I'm looking for that space to dive deeper into the conversation of brand consciousness and how does leading from the core really transform the planet. A little bit of a deeper diver conversation in between the wedges of the Global Movement Summit part of the summit and the incubator and everything that we're sharing, reflecting, birthing, and co-creating in between. So this is kind of like a space to just open up and be bold and be in that opening. And in the last kind of couple of podcasts, the universe has been asking us to create openings. And now chances are there are quite a few of them popping up. And they're going to keep bubbling up and bubbling up and bubbling up as they do, because the universe creates exactly what you ask for. And now our great activity, our great way to play, is creating bridges between openings, creating points of symmetry, and creating bridges between collaborators and the things that are going to help push these needles, these ideas, these evolutions, these purpose buckets into play, into being what they really need to be, so we can serve from the place we really need to serve, so that our clients can move forward exponentially in their own creations, whatever their creations may be, so that we can move the bottom line of the planet into SOAR. How about that for an invitation? Well, that's this week's megalithic, bubbling kind of invitation to greatness and memo from the universe. And a phenomenal one at that, because if you're hearing this conversation, you are ready, you are being called to do something, and this is your time to shine. So say yes to those bubbles, say yes to those opportunities, keep looking for those bridges, start designing the kinds of experiences that you want to orchestrate your moments, your passions, your purpose around, and keep pushing the needle into flow. Looking forward to chatting to you again. Yay! This is fun.
Give yourself permission. Permission to be amazing, bold, generous, valued, celebrated, inspired, and transformed. Because when you choose to live from courage and be authentically real, and you choose to make the moment, meet the moment, step up, step in, being the true illuminary that you really are, and honoring the supernova within, that's when you honor the invitation to greatness. For more information, head on over to www.lenaski.com.